To get on the internet, you need to have a user ID, that combination of dots and domains that lets people send you email or find your World Wide Web site. Each internet name has to be unique. That has already started to pose some problems, and where there are problems, commentator Andre Kudrescu notes, there are lawsuits.
My friend George Byers Jr., book critic at the Columbus Dispatch, is about to have his first name interdicted by John Kennedy Jr. It seems that George Jr.'s online publication, georgejr.com, is rubbing John the wrong way because he fears losing money on his own website, george.com. The trouble is that, as George Jr. charmingly puts it, his zine, georgejr.com, is worth, quote, a dozen Barney videos, an array of socks, and a portable CD player that burps when my car hits a twig, while JFK Jr.'s zine, george.com, is worth too many zeros to mention, being a well-endowed print mag as well, full of glossy ads of booze bottles and lascivious models. JFK Jr.'s lawyers have put George Myers on notice. Change your name or else. The funny thing is that no one at George.com is named George, while Myers' name really is George. The George on the rich guy's mag comes supposedly from George Washington, who's dead and who wouldn't dream in a million years that some guy using his name to sell ads would try to stop some guy from using his own name. This strange thing is strange enough on its own, but consider another current situation where a guy named Mukesh Shretta was put on notice by Donald Trump's lawyers to change the name of the strip joint he owns in Marietta, Georgia. Trump doesn't want people mistaking his gross wedding cake building in Atlantic City for a strip joint in Marietta, Georgia. Suppose anyone would, they would surely be better off, as Mr. Shretta's attorney said, enjoying the female form instead of gambling. Be that as it may, the name Taj Mahal belongs to Shah Jahan, an Indian emperor who built the original place as a mausoleum for his wife in the 17th century. So what's with all these rich guys suddenly trying to steal people's names all over the place? Names that aren't even theirs. Are these people going to steal history too? What's next if you can own George Washington and the Taj Mahal? Exclusive rights to, let's say, the name America or France or Egypt? For the sake of sanity, I'll assume that it's just an infestation of lawyers gone insane. If JFK Jr. or Trump really think that they can squash some little guys for being called George or Taj Mahal, they have a thing coming. Namely, millions of guys named George camping on their lawns and thousands of Indian restaurants and strip joints named Taj Mahal delivering leftovers at their places.
Andre Kudrescu is the editor of Exquisite Corpse, a journal of books and ideas.